Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 for the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Ivan Meiser back on the show. He's the galactic guru of networking. He's the founder of Business Network International, BNI, BNI.com, and he's a very prolific writer. You've seen his bylines all over the place. He's the author of so many books, I can't see over the top. Networking Like a Pro, Room Full of Referrals, Who's in Your Room? That's just the last three out of probably, I don't know, 40 or 50 that have sold under a billion copies across the galaxy. He's our good friend, Ivan Meiser. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jim. It's always great to be on.
It's good to have you back.
I love your opening. That was Michael Caine, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Do everything I say. That's right. Hey, Ivan.
If only that were true.
That's exactly right.
Run business that way.
Yeah, one of my brain trust members wrote a book called Why Don't You Want What I Want? I told him that's my constant lament around here in my operation. Hey, Ivan, speaking of which, you've been thinking a lot about disruption. And, of course, we look around us in the marketplace, and there's all kinds of disruption going on. And we don't have the luxury of observing it, because while we're observing it, it's happening to us. Either we're causing the disruption or we're being disrupted. And that's the challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, more often than not, really successful businesses that have been around a long time, they don't want disruption. They want the status quo. They want things to be the same. And I get that, because I hate change. I think most people hate change. And businesses who are successful really hate change.
That's right.
And that's one of the problems. That's why they get hit. They get sideswiped in the market.
Well, there's no question about it, and the thing that we've learned here on the show with my various brain trust members, including you, is that it's no longer in the 21st century, in the digital age, it's no longer okay to accept change, to recognize it, even to manage change. You have to lead change, don't you?
Yeah. Yep. You absolutely have to lead it. I think if you don't lead the change, somebody else is going to lead it for you. And I've written about a few companies who were at the top of their game. Mm-hmm. They were the industry leaders, and these are great examples of why all of us have to keep our eyes open and not just manage change, as you said, but to lead the change. The first one that I want to talk about this morning was Sears.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sears.
I began my career with them. I worked for them for 7 years. I worked my way through college with them, and then worked for them for 5 years after that.
It was a good organization at one time.
It was an amazing organization. I loved it. I thought I would have a career there. But while I was there in the 70s, believe it or not, in the 70s, I saw what you're about to talk about begin. I know the year it happened. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I want to hear what you felt that it happened. But I, you know, Sears was one of the dominant companies of its era.
Yep.
And in its day, Sears was really the 600-pound gorilla that could destine smaller retails, but a lot of smaller. Yeah, absolutely. But unfortunately, they were so entrenched in their brick and mortar stores that when the World Wide Web was introduced in 1991, they didn't have the foresight to make the transition. And here's these two dates just blew me away when I first discovered them. They decided to, in 1993, close down their catalog business.
Mm-hmm.
So what was their catalog business, as you know, At one time in the United States.
That was the original internet, wasn't it? Virtual sales.
It was, and people would get the catalog. They'd be, I remember my parents saying, yeah. Oh, hey, Sears catalog is coming. This is great. And they look through the catalog and you know, pick things that they wanted or, you know, dog-eared pages that they thought they might get something. So they felt that
That's how we picked out our Christmas presents. Did you do that?
Yeah, that's right. And so in 1991, they closed the catalog down. And 2 years later, 1994, Sears closed in 1993, their catalog. Amazon opened in 1994.
Oh, yeah.
Their page.
Very
1 year later. So here's the world's leader on retail and catalog business, mm-hmm. closing their business down 1 year because the catalog business, they said, just isn't
You can't make this up, folks. He's exactly right. They allowed themselves to become disrupted. And you and I can't do that, or we'll be like Sears. We'll ultimately fail. 22, right back with Ivan Meisner. I'm Jim Lassen. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.